Hi everyone, welcome back to Government Talks, sadly for the last time. Yes, sadly, this is my last episode on this podcast series. As you all know, I am a high school student and this podcast is for school. I, however, did have fun making this series for you guys, and maybe one day I might decide to make another, but for right now, this is it for me. Also, if you don't know, my name is Alexis, and I'm behind this podcast. But anyways, yeah, this is the last episode, episode 5, Parties and Ideologies of Government Talks. In this episode, I'm going to be answering 2 questions given to me by my amazing teacher. I'm not going to say her name, but the context of the questions that I'm going to be answering are obviously about the government, but are also going to be asking about the government, parties, and ideologies, and a little bit about the Constitution and my opinion on all of these things. And if you were not aware, before I started this podcast, my teacher had me choose a theme, and my theme that I chose was fair and equal to all, so I'm going to be kind of fitting that in there a little bit. But with that being said, this is a long intro, but let's get into the questions. And just a disclaimer, I am recording this at night, so excuse me if I sound a bit tired, because honestly, I am. It's really late at night. Okay, so let's get talking. But first, I want to thank all my listeners for following me on this journey. I'm going to miss posting here, and I know my teacher is listening, so please don't get any ideas. But back to the topic. So question 1 states, describe the difference between the political ideologies, their economic and social platforms, and how they relate to political parties. Which political ideology / political party do you most align with? Okay, so let's start the discussion. So what are political ideologies? According to the source Science Direct, it states, a political ideology is a set of ideas, beliefs, values, and opinions exhibiting a recurring pattern that competes deliberately as well as unintentionally over providing plans of action for a public policy making in an attempt to justify, explain, contest, or change the social and political arrangements and processes of a political community. So there are 2 ideologies, liberal and conservative. But what is the difference between the 2? Conservative ideologies believe in the free market and that it will provide the greatest opportunities economically for many, many people. They also believe that there should be a very small government, so they want a very small government because they think that a very small government is best. Conservatives value liberty. They also believe that the government is a threat to liberty. They favor things like education and religion. However, liberal ideologies support a larger government, so they think a larger government is better for people and policies out of the New Deal. They are very big on government and how they cherish equality. And my theme is fair and equal for all. So equal and equality are basically the same thing. So yeah, they support government intervention in the economy in the forms of regulation and higher taxes. They also believe that more money should be put into social programs. Now let's listen to a YouTube video on these ideologies.
force is the often neglected definition of political ideology. A political ideology can be fairly strongly defined as a set of personal beliefs outlining what one has determined to be the optimal mode of social organization. It is not descriptive, it is normative. An ideology always proposes a view of the world as it should be, whether or not the current state of things matches it or whether there has been anything like it in the past. The most popular forms of political ideology are statist in nature, which means that they are formed around, in the context of, or presupposing the existence of a government or state. This is why most of the time when someone is asked about his political ideology, he will describe what he thinks of as an ideal government, how the existing government should change, or how it should act in general. All political ideologies are necessarily the expression of subjective values. It is not possible to conceive of a single statist political ideology that will be willingly adopted by everyone. So a large component of most of such ideologies invites the use of law and coercive enforcement to compel adherence to a single allegedly ideal code. In response, there has also arisen a branch of political ideologies that are anarchist in their approach. These types of ideologies do not propose a unilateral implementation of a single mode of social organization in at least some areas. Instead, their advocates have found reason to believe that the absence of the enforcement of a code would allow members of society to organize themselves in a way the ideologue believes to be better than what could be achieved under a unilateral statist code. Despite rejecting a unilateral code, most anarchist ideologies still propose that there are proper modes of action for the members of their ideal society to follow, but they arise as theories of ethics rather than an enforceable law. Of course, it is possible to combine elements of both statist and anarchist ideologies into one's own ideology. Most people today hold some kind of hybrid ideology between advocating the use of law to direct certain actions and allowing human choices to produce outcomes in other areas, though this muddles logical consistency. A good example of this might be someone who believes the entrepreneurs should be left free to satisfy consumer demand, while at the same time believing anyone who watches porn should be threatened with time in a cage. Another common example is the belief that people should get to choose who they sleep with or what kind of drugs they put in their body, but should be told how they must contract with their employers according to someone else's ideal. In either a statist, an anarchist, or a combined political ideology, the bearer of the ideology is formulating a prescription for society that best satisfies his own personal values, even if his personal values include everyone getting free healthcare, for instance, or maintaining a certain level of social order. However, it is possible to believe in certain aspects of a political ideology without realizing that the actual implementation of it would bring about the exact opposite in the real world. Ideologies are theoretical means to very real ends. They can be correct in satisfying their intent. They can be in disastrous error. They need constant refinement. Throughout history, it has been the most consistent arguments that win out, from the development of the theory of evolution to accepting the fact that the Earth revolves around the sun and not the other way around. A truly objective political ideology is impossible, but if the search continues for the next best thing, a universalizable political ideology, it will have to end up being one that remains at all times sensitive to the differences between individuals and best promotes their cooperation toward mutually advantageous ends, rather than setting them at odds with each other. This has been All Things Voluntary. Thank you very much for watching.
The second part of the question asks, which one do I most align with? Now, you guys know that my theme is fair and equal for all, so you might think that I automatically would go with liberal because they cherish equality. However, I'm going to have to align most with conservative because I do care a lot about education and I am a very religious person. Now, question two states, one major goal of the U.S. Constitution is to promote life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. After all that you have learned throughout this semester, do you believe that U.S. has continued to strive and meet this goal? Why or why not? What are ways in which you as a citizen can engage in the political process to support change and shape what our country looks like? I honestly think that it has not because of what's going on in the world right now. Right now, there is police brutality. There's a lot of fighting going on. There's not being justice served for certain people, and many people are not happy about this, leading to riots and protests. And I just think that that's not very happy. That's not really meeting the goal. I think that a way that I, as a citizen, can engage is by bringing awareness. However, I am only a teenager myself, and like all teenagers and many, many people in the world, I have social media. And I think that I can use what I have to make a change. And what I have most, and most of the world has, is social media. So I think that, being that I am at the age that I am, the best option for me would be to bring awareness through social media. And a lot of people have social media, so you really never know who you can reach and how many people you can help over the internet. And I love my phone, I love social media, so I think that as a citizen, that's the way I personally can make a change. In conclusion, I hope everyone enjoyed this little podcast series. It was fun while it lasted, but it has to come to an end. In conclusion, I do think I align with conservative because of my religion. My religious beliefs, and because I take education very serious, and so does my family. I believe that we can all make a change, that we just have to speak up and make a change.